We're holding less than 2 weeks before Shavuos. Chag Matan Torah. That is Bavus, Tshuva Saran, Rosh Saran, or Rav Shach, would bring Alamol, that Shavuos is Yom Adin LaTorah. It's the Yom Adin that a person is Dantzach on Torah, Bizoiche on Torah. Shavuos is Yom Adin LaTorah. And a person has to prepare himself to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah. I want to speak a little bit on the Tzura and the Chashivus. A couple times that the Aleph Beis, if the koyach to be zeicha and teira is ratzifus and teira, a person has ratzifus and teira, he can be zeicha to become a talmid chacham. If he doesn't have ratzifus and teira, he can't become a talmid chacham. Everyone has this question, alamol. How could be Reb Chaim Kanievsky is so chosh and I'm so little? Yeah, everybody has this kasha. Why is not Reb Chaim Kanievsky? So the answer is Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very smart and I'm less smart. So how smart is Reb Chaim Kanievsky? 20 times smarter than you? His IQ is how much could be? 20 times? 20 times. So Lamazog, and you learn 10 hours a day? Reb Chaim learns 20. So he learns double from you and he's smart 20 times from you. So altogether, he has to be 40 times better from you. I think everyone thinks Reb Chaim gives a little bit more from 40 times better from you. 40 times better from you is maybe a social shiver, yeah? But together, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so what's the pshat? How he made it? What is the secret? So the Meiri says, the pshat is, when a person learns an hour, he has a koyach of an hour. A person learns 2 hours, he has a koyach of 4 hours. When he learns 3 hours, it's like 8 hours. When he learns 4 hours, it's already like 16 hours. He learns 5 hours, it's like 32. He learns 6 hours, it's 64. He learns 7 hours, it's 128. So a person sits and learns and say that he learns half an hour, he goes out to check if someone gave him a message or not, or he puts his hand in the pocket to see if he got a message, yeah? He learns maybe half an hour straight, then he stops, then he starts. And the end of the day, Lamazog, he has 8 hours. Chaim Kanievsky, at the end of this day, is already 160. Abba Chaim gets the 10 hours a day, Lamazog, so it's 160. After the 8 hour, it's 200, it's 322. And the 9 hour, he's already holding in 600. And the 10 hour, he's over 1,000. So the gap already holding in 8 hours, he's already holding in 1,000. Now he doesn't stop. By night, he goes to sleep. He doesn't go to schmooze for 3 hours, yeah? I learned. So tomorrow you start again. He's not starting. He's carrying on. The first hour by him in the morning, 2,000. Second hour, 4,000. In the end of the week, he's holding in millions. No sheikhs. Chazlish brings down the mushal. Alamo, person takes hot water, he wants to make a cup of tea. Bacha comes to yeshiva, trying to warm up the water. Puts on the kettle for 5 minutes, the water doesn't. Takes it out, plugs it in a different plug. 5 minutes, the water is not hot. He goes to a third plug, the water is not hot. So he decides maybe this kettle is not good. He has the spirit to send it from America. Send it to America, puts it in. They said maybe the Israeli water is a problem. Because he buys mineral water, puts it in, survives it, it's good. He said, like this. This deer is not a good deer. Changes the deer. Starts the plugs, gauges, changes the shear, changes the yeshiva. Gomish. Try maybe get married, the water will start to boil. I said, Gomish. Then one day he's sitting by someone. The guy puts in the kettle. The water boils. I said, strange, I'm driving it for 4 years to warm the water. I said, Mabaya. So I put it in for 10 minutes and it boiled. He said, okay, I did everything 5 minutes. 5 minutes, the water doesn't get warm. 10 minutes takes the water to get warm. That's absurd. You know, all 3 years I'm trying to put the water to hot. Put all the minutes together. You know how much time I'm boiling the water already? I'm already boiling it in my stomach for half a year. If you put all the times that I tried to boil water together, so why the water never boil? Because it's no shaykhs. Guy says, I'm learning yeshiva 5 years. That was the guy who came last week, he's really more chosher for me. What's the pshat? He learned for a week. You never learn for a week. An hour, in, out, in, out. I'm all chosher, you got into bismelish, you learned. Today, the pockets shake, you know, it's a mazal, you know. People shake all over, I'm always shake when you learn. Today, shakes here, shakes there. And there's no mouth. There's guys that during the week maybe learn 10 minutes straight. And if no one sends them a message, they send someone a message. You know, no one is sending them, so can't be for hours no messages. Yeah, maybe the phone is broken. They send out a couple messages, and again, for sure someone will come. And if not, they start to schmooze with the guy near them. And if the guy did it was once, they go out to the bathroom. Yeah? A mess. So if a person will not have to go out to the bathroom, what he will do? You know, no excuse. He goes out to the bathroom, yeah? I think Punk doesn't like the one busy shy. He goes to his room to the bathroom, yeah? One is up. Then he's thirsty, yeah? He goes to the forest store to buy a drink. And he wonders, I'm not growing. I'm not growing. Doesn't happen, but it's no book. Like the water will never boil. Even if the guy will try to warm the water for years, every time he will stop after 5 minutes, it's a garnish. But some people, not only after 5 minutes they stop, after 5 minutes they put the water in the freezer. By night they mamish. A guy. Yeah? Or he reads, or he drinks, or both, yeah? Then Shabbos is a deep freezer. Tveria, Tzfas. No, he comes back Monday. There's no chance he'll become a Chosher Bachar. Maybe the information he'll remember. He looks at the other guy. The other guy is growing. The other guy is not stopping. Now you have to understand. You say, well, you want to choke me now? Sometimes you have a very good soup. It's boiling. Yeah, and the guests are only coming in 5 hours. What do you do? If you shut the fire, it'll be cold. So you leave it on a very low flame. The person's allowed to take a break. He goes to his room. Spoon tzaddikim. Doesn't have to take a novel of 5 people or killing 5 people. Yeah, in the good case. Yeah? He's hungry. He's allowed to go to a place somewhere big. He doesn't have to go to a hotel. A lot of kashas, a lot of shmiras sinaim, and tea. He goes somewhere out the city, he's by someone. The guy knows the halachas, yeah? He doesn't get high when he benches, you see, because he knows how to bench. I'm about to call him, Melicha Tahoy, with Mistama Vase, with claw, yeah? There's no way to grow. There's no way, there's no chance. Chazanish says, and Moshe, he says, there's a ladder, you have to go up the ladder. It's 50,000 steps. The person starts to go. After 2,000 steps, it becomes night. He slips down. The morning tries quicker. 2,002. It becomes night. He slips down. As the morning decides he'll take a run before he starts. He zooms up. 2,004 he managed. So he doesn't know what to do. He says he will start a bit earlier. He starts up half an hour. Faltu. He starts a faltu. Yeah? He runs 2,010 steps he managed. What is the Eitzah? You go to a store, you buy a knapsack with hooks and blankets and ropes, put them in your back, and you start to climb. You're right, you only climb 1,000. He sees near him guys shooting up. But he knows by night they slid down. Comes night, turns over his knapsack, ties himself to the ladder, covers over the blanket, and sleeps. Tomorrow morning, after a couple of days, he's holding up. Sometimes you can't go up so quick. But the shaila is what happens when you finish. You go down and you start again. Now I want to tell you. As it's a horror that is called Melech Zoken Buksit. He knows the same thing what I told you. He puts his effort and his koiches not to make you not to learn. It's guys that he makes them not to learn also. They're not sitting here now. But what he does is he goes over to people and makes sure that by night he takes a break. When I see a guy gets up 10 to 12 before shir and goes to get ready, I write down to myself, Adam Godel, he will never be. Businessman, maybe yes. So if I have to invest in businessmen, I start to invest in him. But when I invest in Adam Godel, I don't invest in him, I know there's no chance. He'll never be Adam Godel. He cannot learn from 9 to 1. He needs a break. From 10 to 12 to 12 to 10. So I thought maybe, okay, you need a break. Then after Shia will learn straight. No. Then noch Shia, even Minchi can't daven. No, no, no. Minchi will daven in the middle of second Seder. He'll take that Minchi will be the schus of the break in the middle of the second Seder. They also marry before night Seder. Bizarre. He will learn his night Seder at 10:30. He has to go to marry. Till he gets to marry, but then it's 12:30. Then there's a break in the break. Normal. And he's wondering. Now the Yitzhore doesn't tell you don't learn. Kiddushim, the ganze gemishma, veim eledido, the ganze fire. He has a plan. Lunch, supper, night, then Friday, be a goy. Was never Adam God in the world that grew without Friday. Never. Never. But there's no but. No, a guy wants to have money, but he doesn't go to work. He will never have money. It's a Shabbos. It's a Friday. We found a place to eat on the Shabbos that is an hour, the most, if not 8 in Shiva, half an hour, and you learn till the morning. Put in a shishi. I was Bachar Pondim, which was a race. Who would not get up to the bathroom? After that, after the Suda Kuik, everyone rushed to Bismarck to learn the Shabbos. And the Kmek was, maybe it was babyish, but the Chochmah was not to get up. How many hours you learned? You didn't wake up. And you sat, people learned from Masechtas. The Yitzhak says, I don't have to fight with them. I don't have to fight with them. I will just make them to make breaks. If a person will understand that the secret of his atzloche is the ritzufis, he will find himself, the bochur is in the beginning of his derech, that he's not learning an hour of ratzuf. He's not learning 2 hours ratzuf. He's not learning 3 hours ratzufis. Famous ma'aseh, every time for Shavuos, it's published in Chazanish. Chazanish was standing, these two bochum said over the ma'aseh, they were standing on the roof, they were shmuzing, they were the two best bochum in Panovich. They were speaking to each other, you know, we're the best guys, everyone stands in line to speak to us. We don't really enjoy Torah. They said to themselves, if we're the two best guys, we'll be the next G'dayim. So we know the Maizah is not Gishmak to learn. So who is fooling who in this whole system? And 50 years we're the G'dayim. And we know what it is all about. So what is the joke here? I just know what you're saying. They knew Masechtas, they knew the Mamsah. They didn't realize the Chazanish was standing at the bottom, and the Chazanish went up. And he put a hand on them, they were so embarrassed. And the Chazanish told him, you're right. Very hard to feel the taste. You learn once an hour. So yeah. After an hour, you feel nothing. After 2 hours, you feel nothing. It's not much hard to learn. After 3 hours, accomplished. After 4 hours, you start to feel epis amitikus. After 5 hours, you start to feel the gishmak. And in 6 hours, you feel you're learning Teiras Hashem. And he was saying it, and he was saying, and mamish, you felt. And after 7 hours, you're learning, you mamish, you can't stop, you feel, you never did it even once. And you want to feel the Mesikus HaTeira? It's the motion that the guy goes into the kitchen, swallows the bottle of salt, starts to vomit, then the bottle of oil, starts to vomit, then he eats raw potatoes, and he vomits. Then he goes to the freezer, you know, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit. Doesn't understand. This, everyone, he looked how the other people do. They took from all these things, because this yummy food, what happened now? This is the same food, it's mixed inside his stomach. But it doesn't work. It's a Teira, but it doesn't work. Samamoves lamasmilimbo. Samachaim lamaminimbo. Said Rashi, what is samamoves lamasmilimbo? She'einom loimdim b'chol koichom. Yeah. If you're not loimdim b'chol koichom, it's not gishmak, yes. But it's not the pshat. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. You're standing before you became that special guy. And it sounds to you so hard. I can't live like that. I have to have money. I can't live with this chaya dachak. He doesn't understand. What you will do, you will love it. When you're in it, you're not jealous of the person that doesn't have it. You're not jealous of the person that doesn't have it. Yeah, you have much more. You have much more. You have the Mesikus HaTeira. Stipler brings down. Ikar Briyasa Odo. וירידוסו לו אילו מזה השופל ובשביל יגיע סתיר כמו שאומרו חזל אודום לאומול יולו אין יודע אם לאומול תירם לאימול שיחו כשהוא אומר לו יומול ספר התירה ואומר לאומול התירה וכל קיום האוילום הוא על ידי תלמידי חכומים האויסקים בתירה ואומרו חזל מיום שחור בסמיק דויש אין אלא כשבורך עוד האדם של הלוכת. ומבואו בבגילת הזין דגודל תלמותו אירו יויסו מהצול אז נפושס ויויסו מכיבוד אב. ויהיה אפשר לנצח את היצור המסגבר ומסחדש בכל יוין אלו על ידי עסק התויר. שנאמר ברוסי את התויר ברוסי את היצור אם אתם עוסקים בתוירה, אתם זורים ביודם. They say over the marshal. The guy is laying in his room. His feet are full with pus. Pus. Suffering terrible. And there's a medicine on the shelf. He just has to get up and take it down. I can't ish. And his temperature is starting to go up. His fingers are starting to fall off. So get up, take the antibiotic, and everything will be okay. I can't ish. His hands are starting to fall off. Achkenisht. The Yitzhahor, Borosi Yitzhahor, Borosi Matera Tati. But the base, you know, the Yitzhahor tells you not to take the Tera Tati. Called in English Catch 22. 24, I'm not sure. Yeah? Well, what is the Yitzhahor? If you start to learn, it becomes easier to learn. But the Yitzhahor is there not to let you to feel like that. So you learn 2 hours, it's so hard, 2 hours, wow. You manage 2 hours today, wow. You manage 2 hours today. You'll learn 4 hours, im shomoya beyoshoy, im shomoya tishma, we say. Beyoshoya tishma. Zogim Chazal, im shomoya beyoshoy, tishma bechodosh. The more you hear, the more you will want to hear. אין דברי תרם מסקיים על מי שמולק רייסר מהם. And this is the kayach of the Yetzer. Not saying that when a person learns Yom of the Laila, Amol the Yetzer Hora doesn't come to visit. So Alamo comes to visit. But it's not hard. It's not impossible. Like, everyone has a Yetzer Hora. Some days Yetzer Hora tells Bachar to do Averis. But Baruch Hashem is strong enough. If you will not be strong, you can do every Averis Shavarilam. But most Bochim have that strength that they don't have to do that very even if it's all knocks on the door. But our avodah is, if we understand, the chashivus of Torah, if we understand the godliness of Torah, Chazanish said, the ikar dveikus to come to close to Hashem is tuch the Torah. Davos and Sfasemes. He written to his son. A young man like you tells his son, I don't sit and think all of the machshavas. Oisik b'teire. Ki har be yoiso ve yoiso zoicha odom al de teire mikol, bifrat b'mei neurim. Nefesh HaChaim explains it. It's not the pshat, grad the Torah. The ikar omo shel odom es Torah. The ikar briev the odom es Torah. Shtem on say Alam Bodeg Mor says, if Meima HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't write down the schar of the mitzvahs, because he didn't want people to be oisek in mitzvahs that have a special schar. Aber Talmud Torah keneged kulam chazar u'megal at us. Because they wanted them to be oisek b'Torah keneged kulam. This is the avodah. They go in and says in Mishlei, Godu v'toyv mikol ha-sigufim la'asak b'toyru b'gmiris chasadim. He brings down, ha-toyru nimshelo le'mayim. Listen carefully, the goyim. Shemetaheres ke'mayim, man me'acholim, metarim, mesahodom, avteirem. Ulefe'omim, the Goyen says, sometimes, oile bedaito shel odom, sheteichev kishematchil odom, lilmoidu yetoir, vayitzehore kvar mifrat mimenu. Zog the Goyen vetousu, lekach nemar al kol mayim, kmoi shemayim, like water, eino metarim elo ba'arboim seo, shekol gufo yoilo bohem, kachatoiro ad shekol gufo yuchtash. The zgula of Torah is like water. Like you go into the mikveh. I'll say something very sharp, they say from this guy. If someone goes into the mikveh, only his feet become Torah or Sigolish? Sigolish. We can't say it's Golish. But a guy will not think this, I'm learning, I don't see a change. Chach, let me to see a little bit. No. When you walk, when you dip into the water, you become Torah. Before that, you don't. The zgula of Torah that changes the person when he's dipped into the water. But if his finger, his little fingerlet sticking out, he's not Torah. Then after Ma'ariv, then as Dorim. Now, about these vaidim, and not only for Musa, for giving Ashkafa, but for practical. Especially if we want to miskoinen. For sure, next week will be Erev Shloshis and Akbole. The secret is to find what to learn. I'm telling you, this is the Emes secret. You're not holding in a madrege that you'll be lektzach and learning Yom V'Laila. Don't fool yourself. A guy is learning. Also, a guy is into Eden. Very important. Yeah, he's not the type to nochamod rab kivayegi. Not doing seder, he's okay with it. He doesn't have what to do in between after mincha, lunchtime. He doesn't have to do supper time. He doesn't know what to do. He has to find something to learn. Not every day to find what to do. The Yitzhak is smarter than you. time. Make yourself not available then. If you make yourself not available then, learn Mishnah Berurah. Learn a different Masechta. Learn Daf HaYomi. Let me show you what. Find something to learn in the cracks. If you find something to learn in that time, your chavrusa doesn't come. Not Shtayim Mikra B'Smedesh. That is the biggest. That's one of the biggest avenues that a Yid could do, is to learn Shtayim Mikra B'Smedesh during Seder. There's not passions to go straight to Gehenna for that. Mamash makes a rifin and chulev. It's not welcome to speak about that now. It's like when you have a riddle. On what learning you get Gehenna? Learning Shtayim Mikra during Seder. There's no something about it. And if not, I'll be up in the Shemaim. I'll be sure to send these people left. There's no shaila about it. But find a different limit. The chavrus is not here. Another masechta, another pair. Don't rely on that you will be a masmid. You're not holding there yet. Noch mal you do not give a year. Noch mal how much time do you do not give a year? 2, 3. Yeah. What else are you learning? You finish the chaz at 10 o'clock, 9 later. You have another 3 hours when you go to sleep. Yeah? You get up. You don't know what you're going to do. Why are you getting up? Have something else to learn. Start to learn it. Don't start with a long plan. Start till Shavuos. You want to come to Shavuos with Achana. Don't be like these people that wake up. Oh, Shavuos, yeah. It's too late. Start the Achana with Shavuos. Start to be in this 2 weeks. I mean, what I could do in 2 weeks? What do you mean? 2 weeks in a smother, you can get to 50,000 hours. Again, when you go to sleep, it's a small flame. If a person will understand, this is what the Torah wants, and he will manage to dip in the Torah will change him. The Yetzer, the Goyen says, the Yetzer becomes Bofel. The tumor leaves the person. When the Yetzer leaves the person, he has a koyach to be zeichet to the oil of the siyata dishmai.